Right now, we're going to keep these phones going. My guy JaVale is in Culpeper. JaVale, what did you see Saturday night? What do you want to see going forward?
Hey, Mr. Mitchell, Finley, nice to talk to you guys again. Good. The football season is still here. It's
hell
here,
yeah,
back again,
yeah,
rather. But I've been excited about what I've seen. I believe Jaden Daniels is as advertised. I really feel that it could have been a toss up between him and Caleb Williams as 1 and 2. But very glad in what we've gotten out of him in the preseason and going forward. But what made me call you guys is you were talking about Dommy Brown a couple of segments ago, and as far as how, you know, the whole complexion of him as a player could change due to a different quarterback, a different system, whether it's coaching, you know, offensive coordinator, whatever have you. And I believe that 100%. But I also feel that for other players as well, that have come in, that this regime has brought in, especially Jeremy Chen coming from Carolina, and also Alamide Zaccheaus. Being a UVA fan, I saw Alamide his entire career at UVA, really good player. And what he has done in the NFL, you know, between his time in Atlanta and Philly, like, he's been productive. Like he's been much more productive than Dommy Brown has been. And if you look at the depth chart from the team, the best corner, and that's been a high topic on defense, Mikey Sanders is our best corner. He may line up in the slot, but he is our number one corner right now.
It's going there's into no the debate. there's no debate, dude. I just don't know that he has the size to play on the outside, but they'll figure that out pretty quick.
He got enough size.
He's got – I mean, that's the ultimate size of the fighting in the dog.
I think Mikey's listed at 5'10".
Yeah.
He's taller than D. Green.
Yeah.
What was D. Green listed at?
5'9".
Thanks for the call, JaVale. It's a good call, man. I think there's zero debate if Sam Russell's the best corner on there. And in run support, and granted he's at the slot, so he's a little closer to kind of the line of scrimmage or to the box, but he is so good at chasing down run plays going the opposite way of him. And some of that stuff is effort, determination, willingness. One more call here. Q-Ball is in D.C. What up, Q?
What up, fellas? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep, we got you.
All right, I wanted to apologize last week, guys. I called in, I was on a toll road, and I lost you. So I had some good things to talk about. So Saturday, I still want to see some more reps from JD, even if it's one series. More reps won't hurt him. He's awesome. I want to focus on the secondary. Double shout-out to Jeremy Reeves. My God, hell of a comeback from that injury. He was laying the lumber on over the weekend. The kid Noah, I can't pronounce his last name. And then there's another young man they don't really talk about, O.J. Wood. Right. I just wanted to focus on that secondary. I still see a lot of things that I'm worried about. I don't know about the young man that they put all the hype on, the first-round pick. But as far as the wide receiver position, I think Jahan Dotson, the heat is starting to tick up a little bit. And last but not least, can somebody please check on Mark Mosley and Chip Lowmiller to make sure they still got a pulse after watching the horrible kicking from this young man Saturday? After the first miss, I said, warm up the showers. After the second miss, I said, leave the cleats at the sideline. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, bro. Thanks, dude. I've seen Mr. Mose. I don't know if he's still kicking, but I haven't seen Chip in a while. What's he? He's a big boater, right, out in Minnesota or something?
Chip likes the boat. Chip's about, 6'4"? He's a tall kicker.
Unit. Yeah. Usually the guys are small.
Yeah. I just, listen, man, that position right there, it's a lot of stress.
Leadville, I have a question for the room. As last week we were talking about Jaden Daniels calling an audible, this week it's Jaden Daniels running and not sliding. If you watched it all, and I'm guessing if you're listening to our program, you've probably – seen the highlights by now of Caleb Williams in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Bears fans are calling into Bears radio and are like, yo, don't let him run. Don't let him do that. Like, that's who Caleb is. And frankly, I think Caleb is more about buying time behind the line of scrimmage, like kind of elongating the pocket and everything.
You take big hits like that too.
Totally. And like, but he's a freaking magician? Is any like is that a unique DC thing? Or do you think people in Chicago are freaking out about Caleb Williams running around behind the line?
I don't know if they're freaking out as much as we do here.
It can't be. I don't know. I'm curious.
I don't think it can be.
That might be something interesting to check in on. Like
we can call Brad, Big Biggs, and find out.
Lamphill, that's a hell of a tweet. Or a text rather. That's all the callers, right? I got to everybody? I think I did. Pat myself on the back. I am fascinated if other franchise fans, like the Bills fans, Josh Allen's been running a lot at this point. Josh Allen's a running quarterback. I know that we hesitate to say that about white people, but it's true. He's a running quarterback. Do you think in Buffalo all the time, they're like, no, don't do it, get down? Or are they just like, please stop throwing interceptions at high leverage times?
Yeah, true. That's what they want me to do, stop turning the ball over. And I know people claim I'm a Josh Allen hater. In Buffalo, they don't like him turning the ball over as much as I don't like him turning the ball over.
But running is part of what Jaden Daniels do. I pulled these numbers up. Last year at a small college in Baton Rouge, you might have heard of it, Louisiana State University, Jaden Daniels ran the ball 135 times. In every SEC game and in the opener against Florida State, he ran at least 10 times. Some of those are scrambles, him getting out of the pocket and just running. But a lot of those are, I mean, designed quarterback runs. Against Bama, he ran for 160 yards.
Yeah.
Like, don't take that away. The Florida game where he said he felt his best. 17 of 26, completed 65% of his passes. 370 pass yards with 3 touchdowns. Oh, and by the way, 12 carries for 234 yards and another 2 touchdowns on the ground. You don't take that away from a player. He'll learn.
Let him do it, man.
He'll learn to be smart over time. Mitch Tischler joins us next.